Welcome to Torat Imecha Nach Yomi with the OU Women's Initiative. Today we are studying Sefer Yehoshua, Perek Dalet. The Perek begins by telling us it was when the entire nation finished crossing the Yarden River and Hashem said to Yehoshua, take from the nation Shneim Asar Anashim, 12 men, Ish Echad Mishevet, one man per tribe, and you shall command them to do as follows. They shall lift up for themselves Mitocha Yarden, from the middle of the Yarden River, from the place where the Kohanim stood, Shneim Esrei Avanim. They should take 12 stones, Valvartem Osam Imachem, cross those stones over with you to the other side of the Yarden River and take them with you where you will spend the night. And Yehoshua appointed and called upon the 12 men that had been prepared from the Bnei Israel, one man per tribe. And Yehoshua said to them, you should go before the Aron of Hashem, go into the Yarden River, v'harimu lachem ish eben achas al shichmo. Every man should take a stone on his shoulder. Each of the 12 shall take one stone. So we have 12 men carrying 12 stones. In order, what is the purpose of these stones? Leman tihia zos os bekir b'chem, so that this will be a sign in your midst. Ki yish alun b'necha machar lemur. When your sons ask you at some future date, saying, maha avanim ha'el lachem, what are these stones to you? Pasuk zayin v'amarta lahem, you should say to them, asher nichusu meimei ha'yardin mipnei aram bris Hashem v'avro b'yardin, nichusu mei ha'yardin, that the waters of the Yarden River were cut off before the Aron of the covenant of Hashem, when we crossed over the Jordan River, the waters of the Yarden were held back. In other words, the Yarden split. V'hayu ha'avanim ha'ela lezikaron. These stones shall be for a remembrance, the Bnei Yisrael, for the children of Israel, ad olam, forever. And the Bnei Yisrael did what Yehoshua commanded, and they lifted up 12 stones from the midst of the Yarden, like Hashem commanded Yehoshua, one stone per tribe, and they carried the stones with them. Pasuk Tes tells us that Yehoshua took 12 stones in the middle of the Yarden, and he established them and erected them until this day in the place where the Kohanim stood. Rashi points out that the 12 stones that Yehoshua established in the Yarden were not the same 12 stones that each member per tribe took out of the Yarden River. Furthermore, the Kohanim, the Pasuk tells us, stood in the middle of the Yarden until everything, the crossing, the taking of the stones, was completed. Vayimaharu ha'am vayavor. The people hurried and they crossed over the Yarden River. And when everybody finished crossing over the Yarden River, the Ark of Hashem, the Aron of Hashem, and the Kohanim went before the people. And the Bnei Ruvein, the Bnei Gad, and Chatzi Shevet Menashe went up armed. About 40,000 armed men went before Hashem for war to the plains of Yericho. On this day, Hashem made Yehoshua very great before the eyes of the children of Israel, and they revered Yehoshua like they revered Moshe kol yemei chayav, all the days of his life. We have a similar imagery here. After Kriyas Yamsuf in Parshas Beshalach in the book of Shemos, we are told that the people revered the Almighty and they believed in Hashem and in Moshe his servant. Here too we are told that in the aftermath of the crossing of the Yarden River, the people revered, they were in awe of Yehoshua just like they were in awe of Moshe. Hashem said to Moshe, Pasuk Tesvav, Hashem commanded Yehoshua saying, command the Kohanim, those who carry the Ark of Testimony, they should now come out of the Yarden to exit from the Yarden River, and the water goes back to its place. And the people came out of the Yarden River, Ba'asar l'chodesh harishon, this crossing took place on the 10th of the first month. Vayachinu ba'Gilgal, they camped in Gilgal, the eastern edge of the Yarden River. And once again, we are told the purpose of the 12 stones. Pasuchav Aleph, Vayomer el Bnei Yisrael Lemur, Asher Yush Alun Bnecha Machar, when your sons will ask you, when your children will ask you in the future, they will ask Avosam, their fathers, Maha Avanim Ha'ela, what are these stones? And you shall let your children know, Vayabasha Avar Yisrael Es HaYarden Azeh, the children of Israel crossed this Yarden on dry land, that God dried up the Yarden River from before the Israelite nation, like he did by Yamsuf, by the Sea of Reeds, when he dried it up and we crossed over. Last pasuk of the perek, Laman das kol amahe aretz as yad Hashem ki chazakahi, so that though all the nations of the earth should know the hand of God, it is very strong. Laman yirasem, so that you will fear as Hashem elokeichem kol hayamim. So we have this idea and this imagery that the purpose of the stones is to pass on the tale of the miracles, the accounting of the miracles that God did for us, just like after Yetzias Mitzrayim, in fact, because We are told in the aftermath of Yetzias Mitzrayim in Parshas Bo, V'haya kish alcha bincha machar lemor. The same idea, your children will ask you in the future. Rashi, this is in Parshas Bo, Sefer Shmos, Perek Yud Gimel, Pasuk Yud Dalet, Yesh mechar shehu achshav, Yesh mechar shehu la'achar zman. When it says your sons will ask you machar, it doesn't mean tomorrow, it means in the future. When your sons ask you, Mazos, what are you doing? And you should say to your children, B'chozek yad hotzi anu Hashem in Mitzrayim, beis avadim. With a strong hand, God took us out of Egypt, from the house of slavery. Furthermore, Parshas Ve'eschanan in the book of Devarim, in Perek Vav, we are told, Ki yish alcha bincha machar leimar. When your children ask you the future, saying, Maha edus, vaha chukim, vaha mishpatim, asher tziva Hashem Elokeinu eschem. What are you doing? What are these laws and these statutes and these ordinances that Hashem, God, you commanded you? And you should say to your sons, Avadim hayinu lefar b'mitzrayim. We were slaves to Paro in Egypt. Ve'otzeinu Hashem b'mitzrayim b'yad chazaka. Hashem took us out from Egypt with a strong hand. Here, similarly, on Perek Dalet of Sefer Yerushua, we are told that when our sons will ask us, when our children will ask us in the future, what are these stones? We should tell the children of the miracles that God wrought for the Israelites, for the Bnei Yisrael, as they crossed over the Yarden River. The Gemara tells us, interestingly, in Masechah Sota, that there was really tremendous miracles here with these 12 stones. The Gemara says in Sota that the series of miracles that occurred with these 12 huge stones was tremendous. First of all, each stone was carried by a single representative of the respective tribes. The entire nation accompanied them to Har Gerizim and Har Eval, which was a distance of over 40 miles away. There, Yehoshua erected an altar, Mizbeach, with these stones. The Kohanim offered feast offerings, they offered korbanos upon the altar. The nation feasted and rejoiced. And then the entire Torah was inscribed on the stones in 70 primary languages. It was then dismantled. The stones were brought to Gilgal, where Yehoshua erected them as a monument signifying our dedication to Torah. And this combination of miracles, the carrying of the stones, the distance traveled by the nation, the inscribing of the entire Torah on the stones, the offerings, the celebration, the journey back to Gilgal, where Yehoshua erected the monument, was completely miraculous. Furthermore, it happened in one day. It made the miracle even greater. It solidified the faith of the people in Hashem and in Yehoshua. So we have this idea of when our children ask us, when the sons ask their fathers, we have to know what to answer. Why? Because it is a zikaron, it is a remembrance, and our people, our nation, our religion, Am Yisrael, and Torah Yisrael is not only a story of the books, it is a living oral mesorah. There is a transmission that goes from father to son, from Rebbe to Talmud, from Mora to student, in the transmission of the Torah. When the children come and they have questions and they're inquisitive, we have to make sure that we know what to answer. As the Pasuk says in our Perek, Perek Dalet, V'hayu ha'avanim ha'ela lezikaron. These stones will be a commemoration, zikaron zachor. We must remember, Livnei Yisrael ad olam, for the children of Israel forever. Ki asher yishalun b'necha machar es avosam lemur. It's not enough to read it in a book. We have to make sure that the previous generation is able to pass on, replete with miracles, with wonders, with awe, with yiras Hashem, with respect for our leaders, with reverence of the Almighty for all that He has done for us. Very important to know that this is a zikaron. And Rav Soloveitchik says so beautifully, the eternity of the Jewish nation is based upon continuity. And this continuity, in turn, is based mainly on memory. Here lies the fundamental difference between the non-Jewish world and the Jewish nation. The world etches its history on tablets, stones, statues, and pyramids, while our cultural history is based primarily on memory. At the same time, says Rav Soloveitchik, that Moshe commanded Yehoshua to write, he also commanded him to remember. And that is what we see here in our parak. It is a key word. V'hayu ha'avanim ha'ela lezikaron livnei Yisrael ad olam. So that ki yishalun b'necha machar leimor maha avanim ha'ela lechem. When your sons come to you and you say, what are these stones? And you should tell him that the waters of the Yarden River split, and it should be a zikaron. It should be an internal remembrance. While the modern world, says Rav Soloveitchik, suffers from memory deficit, our attaining the state of Israel is thanks to the eternal memory of Knesset Yisrael. Says Rav Soloveitchik, The eternity of the Jewish nation is based upon continuity. It goes from the Ben, from the Av, to the Ben. And then that Ben becomes the Av, and it goes from him to his children after him. And this continuity, in turn, is based mainly on memory. And therefore, when your sons ask you in the future, Mahavanim Ha'ela, you should let the children know that the waters of the Yarden dried up. Keep the miracles alive. Relive them. Offer your thanks to the Ribono Shel Olam. Make sure that our history is not only written in a book, but it is well and alive in our memory, and it is as it is transmitted from every generation, from the past to the future. Thank you for joining our learning as part of Torat Imecha Nach Yomi program, Lilui Nishmat Malka Esther Batzvi Yosef Alaha Hashalom.